This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
I seek refuge against Satan the rejected in the name of God, the gracious, the compassionate. Praise be to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of the worlds, the gracious, the compassionate, master of the day of judgment, thee alone we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you bestow favors, not those on whom wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Siratan Mustaqeem, Siratan Ladina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim, Waladdaalleen. Ameen. Allah Most High, that is God, says in the Holy Book, the last of the revelations, the Quran, the revelation to Muhammad the Prophet, the last of the prophets, the peace and the blessings be upon him. In the chapter by the title, The Heights, in Arabic, Al-A'raf, قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. He said, that is, God said, my punishment, I will cause it to reach or to come upon whomsoever I will it to come upon. However, my mercy is extended to everything. However, my mercy is extended to everything. That is, none are denied the mercy of God. None. No creature upon this earth is denied the mercy of God. His mercy goes out to every creature, to all of his creation. However, God says, سَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. God says, however, therefore, I will prescribe it. أَكْتُبُهَا, أَكْتُبُهَا, I will prescribe it. That is, God will establish that mercy for certain people as an obligation on God, as an obligation on God. He is obligated to give it, prescribe it, that is, to record it and write it down and prescribe it for certain ones who earn it. Whereas it is extended to all, God sends revelation. The scripture, the written word, with guidance and mercy for those that have earned it above others. So there are among God's creatures those who earn greater favor from God, although his mercy extends to all. God says, I shall prescribe it for those who follow a reverent life, a reverential life. That is, they reverence those things that are sacred. They respect and hold in deep respect those things that are sacred. And most of all, the sacred belief that worship should only be for God. And who give in charity? The first qualification is that they reverence those things that are established by God to be reverenced, that is, to be given the deepest respect or the great respect. And they are those people, the second qualification, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And the third qualification here is that they are those who believe in the revelation that God has sent, or in the signs that God has sent. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And still another qualification, which is coming right to the point. There are those who follow the uneducated or the unlettered prophet. Whom they find written for them, that is recorded for them, in the Torah. The Torah is the original book that was given to the Jews. It can be loosely called the Old Testament, but not quite correct. And the Injil, and that is the original gospel, or the original message given to Jesus upon the prophets be peace. Or the New Testament, loosely speaking, but not quite so. Because we believe both the Old Testament and the New Testament have been taken out of their original form. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَّعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَحُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Further descriptions of this prophet, that they will be following those who will receive the mercy, the special mercy from God that he prescribed for them. This prophet will order only that which is of the highest and most excellent standards. Only that which is good, right, and proper in the most excellent way, or by the most excellent standards. And he will prohibit or disallow them, prohibit or disallow them, that is by those standards of civilized people, offensive, vulgar, wrong, and not proper. And he will make lawful for them, وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And he will pronounce as being lawful for them whatever is good. Whatever is good. This one that the scripture predicts will come is the liberator. He is the prophesied liberator. The liberator that was prophesied to come in the old scriptures and in the later scriptures, He is the liberator. The people of the book, that is the people who received guidance from the prophets, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and many other of the minor and major prophets, they had fallen into a situation as religious people where their inspired men were not always guided by God, And they were changing the laws of God and changing what God had prescribed for man. And they had done it to such an extent that they had made the life very narrow, very restricted, and very poor for the people of faith. They had denied many things that God had allowed. God had allowed them many things that their misguided leaders had disallowed. So the people did not live full life of enjoyment that God intended for them because of their misguided, so-called, inspired priests, rabbis, etc. So here the prophet is mentioned as one who will bring back the fullness of life. Says he will pronounce as lawful for them all that is good. All that is good. So we must understand that our religion is a religion that is universal in its logic, is universal in its logic. That is, the logic of our religion stands up in the east, in the west, in the north, in the south, and in between. The logic of our religion stands up in science and in spiritualism. In science and in spiritualism. It stands up in the secular world and in the so-called religious world. That's what we believe about our logic, Islamic logic. This prophet, one of his great signs, or one of his great titles, is that he will be a liberator, calling them to all that is good, to all that is good. So if we can decide with our good senses, in truth, with our good senses, in truth, that a thing is good, then that thing is also accepted for us in our religion. But you don't have to be a Muslim. If non-Muslims can really establish that a thing is good, in truth, with their good senses, then that's also accepted for Muslims. And he shall pronounce as forbidden only the vulgar. Khaba'itha is here contrasted with tayyibat, and it means that is condemned as being offensive, vulgar, cheap, decadent, etc., etc. This word is very broad in its meaning, just as the word tayyibat, meaning those things that are good, is very broad in its meaning. It covers a wide range, total range of things that are good. And the word khaba'ith covers the total range of things that are bad. Bad to the flesh, bad to the mind, bad to the morals, bad to the spirit. It covers all of those things. All of those categories. So he shall prohibit or pronounce as forbidden for them only those things that are khaba'ith, that bring the human being down, that bring the human standards down. He shall proclaim as right and good all of those things that bring the human standards up. And he shall pronounce as forbidden all of those things that tend to bring the human standards down. And he shall put off of them the yokes and fetters that were before upon them or on them. This liberator now, he's brought closer into view, into focus, as a real liberator. Now he's shown in the word of God in this Quran as freeing the slaves, taking the yokes off the oppressed, taking the fetters off the people, those who are in bondage. So he is a true liberator. Then God says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ Therefore, those who believe in him, wa'azaruhu, and who support him, wa'nasaruhu, and who help him toward the victory, wa'tabu an-nur alladhi unzila ma'ahu, ulaik, and they follow the light which has been sent down with him, ulaika humul muflihun. These are the ones to achieve success. These are the ones to achieve success. So God is telling us that our prophet, Prophet Muhammad, the one who was raised up an unlettered person among men and followers who themselves were characterized as uneducated or unlettered people, that this one, this liberator, would be the one to lead the people to real success. Then God says to the prophet, say, قُلْ سَيْنَ يَعِيهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Surely I am the messenger of God to all of you. God told Muhammad to say to the people, that's to all the people, not to the Arabs. He didn't say to the Arabs. He said, say to the people, I am the messenger of God to all of you. And that was predicted, that the true liberator, when he comes, he would be a liberator for all people, low and high alike, wise and foolish, strong and weak, rich and poor, black and white. He would be a liberator for all the people. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now he will be the messenger of God. He is the messenger of God, that is, to all the people. He is a messenger from God to all the people. What God? If he is a messenger of God for all the people, what God? Because some people have had gods that reject other people. Even their gods rejected other people. Say, oh, you are my favorite people, the rest I reject. So, okay, if he's going to be a messenger of God now to all people, then that issue must be cleared up. What God is he from? And Levi, the one, Lahu Mulku Samawat al Ard, in whose charge is the skies and the earth. La ilaha illahu. There is no God worthy of worship but him. Yuhyi wa yumid. He is the giver of life and death. Fa'aminu billahi wa rasulihi al-nabiyyil ummiyyil ladhi يؤمنوا بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. Therefore believe in God and in his messenger, the unlettered one, who himself is a believer in God and in his word, and follow him that you may be rightly guided. See how our book, The Last Revelation, the Quran, comes and verifies what was sent before in the Torah and in the Gospel? Comes and verifies. Now, if you're truly people of the Torah, if you're truly people of the Gospel, if you're true to what the prophet left with you, then you should recognize this one. And you should accept this one, and you should follow this one. Praise be to Allah. Now I read also from the chapter
Al-A'raf, are the heights. And this time, we're reading from a section of this chapter that shows us why, or explain to us why, people that were on the right path are later seen on the wrong path and in trouble. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا خَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالْضَرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. And we did not send to the towns prophets without them having first been visited by destruction. You hear that? By destruction. So God says he didn't send the prophets to people, to towns, to preach to people, without those people having first suffered destruction. Pain and misery, affliction and harm, that they may return to the right state. So this tells us that God sends upon people calamities, hardship, suffering and misery, for them straying away from the right path. And they suffer it many times, not knowing why. For the people cry, "Oh Lord, how long will we be made to suffer these things?" And they didn't even know why. They didn't know that their fathers, their mothers, their foreparents before them had failed to trust with God and had set them upon a path that was wrong. And they were living immoral lives and had to be awakened. And many times they're so far from good sense that the only thing can awaken them is trouble. Trouble and great trouble. And that is the wisdom of God. He knows and we know not. But he didn't send that terrible thing upon them because he wanted to see them suffer. He sent it upon them because he wanted to see them return to their good state so that they could enjoy a good life. Look at the present day society right now. How they are happy in their misery. How they rejoice in pain. How they love vulgarity and enjoy it. And at the same time, in the eyes of the wicked people, they are miserable perverts. Miserable perverts. Miserable degenerates. But in their own degeneracy, they rejoice. They are happy. And that is the worst of curses. When you degenerate, when you become so degenerate until you have no human sense anymore to recognize your own low level. That is the worst of curses. That is the present day hell. God says that he gives them hell in this life and the fullness of it hereafter. So the Muslim doesn't believe in a hell that comes only after we die and put away in our grave. We believe in a hell that comes as soon as you earn it. And the dwellers of hell, they rejoice, not knowing the extent to which they have been doomed. But really their enjoyment is hell. See, their enjoyment is false. Hell is real. But their enjoyment in hell is false. and they pretend to be so happy, having fun. But if you can prick beneath the surface of that false pretense, you will touch the quick of their life and find them to be most miserable. And they will acknowledge it then, that no, I'm not happy. I am miserable. Many of them will break down in tears. What a pitiful state to be in. And all it takes to come out of that is just for you to have the courage to say, I'm wrong. God, help me be right. God says further, ثُمَّ بَدَّلَّا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ ثُمَّ بَدَّلَّا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ حَتَّى عَفَوْا وَقَالُوا قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. God says, and in time, he caused their state to change from bad to good. Isn't that wonderful? A wonderful God. But these mysteries are not known to the many, only to the few. How God does these things, and how he's ever a loving and merciful God in spite of the wrath that he allows to come upon the people. His wrath, as God says in the Quran, surely my punishment is severe. It's severe. But is he a God who's severe? No. He's a God who's most merciful. But you have earned that degree of severity. And you must suffer it because of your doings. But God doesn't love it. He doesn't love it at all. And in time, he will bring you back to the good state. Isn't this better than the preaching that you are sinners by nature? And you only can become right through Jesus Christ's blood? And if you don't confess him, you're doomed forever? Isn't this a better message? So we have to choose. Choose. And if you're foolish, you'll choose the worst instead of the better. So God says that in time he changed their bad state into a good state. However, a time will elapse again when they will begin to say, yes, we did wrong and we were pardoned for it. Terrible things afflicted our fathers and they suffered greatly. And were taken by it completely. And they were not able to perceive what happened. And these very ones who were saved by God and knew the downfall of their foreparents, they will come to a time themselves when they will become negligent and God will have to bring his word again to redeem them. Because they would have become themselves liars. God will have to take them
into account, reward them in a way befitting for the wrong that they themselves would be doing. So we see this is a kind of a cycle, isn't it? It's a cycle where God creates the life in the best way, and then in time you lose that good life, and then God sends prophets after great loss and great calamities. He sends prophets to bring you back to that life. And even those brought back by the prophets, no guarantee that they will stay on the way. That's what God is telling us. They create you right, and the nature will guide you right until you yourself turn wrong. That's what Muslims believe. We don't believe that nature guides us wrong. We believe nature guides us right until we ourselves turn wrong. And then, even after that, God will send messengers behind nature's good warnings to us. He will send messengers to guide us back to the way, and scripture will come. But in time, we will even lose those scriptures and care less for them and change those scriptures and lie about what God revealed. And he will have to come back and show his mercy all over again. Isn't that a merciful God? It says his mercy reaches everything. His mercy extends to everything. And in another place, God says that his mercy he has prescribed for everything. So they will again go away from the right way. And they will think then that they we are our own bosses. We control our own fate. See, when God gives them the great wisdom, the great universal keys of knowledge, they think then that they're gods. See, once they stray then and lose their principal life, they think then that they're gods. If they lose their principles, the principles of truthfulness, the principles of virtue, etc., when they lose those principles and yet have great tools of science, they will be deceived, self-deceived, into believing that with these tools of science, they control their own fate. So they will go now into even a worse condition. See, those that turn the deaf ear to the voice of Mother Nature and go wrong, they don't suffer as much as those that turn the deaf ear to the revelation of God and go wrong. They suffer even worse conditions. Yes, they will be in a condition where they think good times will be forever. Be sleeping. While they're thinking that, the great calamity will strike them, come upon them. It will come upon them either while they are sleeping in the night, or while they're playing in the day. While they're sleeping in the night, or while they're playing in the day. So then will you believe in the inevitable that God will bring? Or will you disbelieve? And none will disbelieve in the portents of the inevitable doom that God warns us of, except those who have lost their souls. Except those who have lost their souls. Now, I don't know how true it is, but there are some Muslims who are kind of radical reform people, social reformists, who are kind of radical in their beliefs, in my opinion. To many, they might not be radical, but I think they are radical.
And I've sat with them recently, with some of them. I'm not going to name these people. One of them are very popular. He's known all over the world. In fact, the one I'm going to quote right now, what he said, he's known all over the world. He said to me, he said, the blacks, especially the blacks of America, are still in the Islamic nature. He said their behavior is because of ignorance. They're still in their Islamic nature.